Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball towards left. Skinner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Skinner. Ellsworth scores. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. Will moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Will scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Bauschi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Paul Giel now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field. Simulai picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simulai. Averill scores. Zimmer scores. Ashburn moves to third. Will moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will scores. Banks moves to second. It's 9-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 10-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-0, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Zimmer moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Zimmer moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Will hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. Ellsworth moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. It's 12-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellsworth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Lou Johnson now playing center field. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Umbricht now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Averill reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Jim Umbricht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umbricht hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-1, Cubs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simile. Will reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Bausche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Simile moves to second. Bill Verdon pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simile scores. Mazeroski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Cubs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.